Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. If Black Friday failed to put enough of a dent in your wallet, Cyber Monday beckons. Let's go shopping on NewsWorks Tonight with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, is this apt to be a boffo year for retailers?
No, probably not, based on our projections. It's sometimes difficult to disentangle exactly what spending is for the holidays, because, of course, we're all spending money anyhow. But one of the measures we look at is the official government statistic comparing November to December every year to see how much of an increase it is. That's a good estimate of holiday spending. Our estimate is, based on looking at our numbers, that'll be up about 3% this year. And based on history, that's not great. There were times when that ratio from the government was up to 5% and 6% pre the recession, but we've actually been seeing lower and lower increases in spending at the holiday season over the last several years. That's what the government tells us. Our projection is now that Americans will spend $720 this year, our latest estimate, on Christmas and holiday spending, and that's a little up from last year, but not robust. So all in all, we're saying a modest increase in spending this year, but as answered your question, not a spectacular one.
And over the many holiday seasons where you and I have conversed, the trend has been toward more shopping online. I presume that's continuing this season.
Oh, yes, it is. And in fact, we asked some interesting questions of spenders about how they like to shop for holiday presents, comparing online to in-person. And Dave, we asked about 10 different dimensions of shopping, and 8 out of the 10 online shopping won. Like, it's more convenient, it's easier, the time required is less, you have a better selection of merchandise. All of those things are better online than in an actual brick-and-mortar store. And that, of course, explains why more people are shopping online. The only two places where retail won out was, or at least was even, was the cost of getting your merchandise home, and also the ability to determine if the merchandise is right for you. You get that in a retail store. You're having to look at pictures when you do it online. But clearly, Americans are telling us there are a lot of advantages to shopping online, and that's what they're doing.
Well, perhaps the season's relatively low prices at the pump might calculate into that.
That's possible. So one might think spending would be up in general, and maybe people would be more likely to drive to retail stores. But again, we'll wait and see what happens when the dust settles after this retail season.
And what are folks buying?
Clothing. Actually, here's the top four. We gave them a long list and said, all right, do you give this at Christmas time as a gift? The big four were clothing, gift cards or gift certificates, toys, and books. That's it. Over half of Americans said that they were going to be purchasing one of those four items, with clothing definitely at the top. You can send me a tie if you would like, Dave. Things down at the very bottom were jewelry, car, automotive accessories, travel accessories, music. Those things were certainly not nearly as popular as the aforementioned clothing, books, toys, and gift cards.
Hey, Frank, I hate to spoil the party for those relaxing over leftovers while watching football game after football game. There may, though, come a time to get up off that sofa and consider paring back the pounds. Are most Americans looking to diet?
Not as many as used to be. And we've just finished our annual November update on a lot of these weight-related measures. Dave, and there's a lot of confusion on the part of the American public. Let me give you one example here. 51% of Americans say they would like to lose weight. Now, that's over half, but there was a time just 5 or 10 years ago when over 60% said they wanted to lose weight. So that number is actually coming down, even as we hear more publicity about how bad being overweight and obesity is for your health. And yet, at the same time, only 26% are actively trying to lose weight. So there's like a 25-point gap there in the ideal versus the reality. And, of course, that's where a lot of our spas and weight loss plans and all that make a lot of money. Interestingly, Dave, only 36% of Americans label themselves as overweight, which is interesting, even though over half said they'd like to lose weight. So go figure on that.
Let's go from the ideal to something more precise. Do Americans have a number in mind of either what they weigh or what they'd like to weigh?
They do. The average woman in America, Dave, here it is, would like to weigh 137 pounds. That's her ideal weight. The average man in America would like to weigh 182. That's his ideal weight. We also ask Americans, how much do you currently weigh? And there may be a little fudging there. Even though it's on the phone, Americans may kind of round down rather than round up, so to speak, on their weight. But the average woman tells us she weighs 157 pounds. The average man tells us he weighs 193 pounds. So for women, there's a 20-point discrepancy between the ideal weight and what they tell us they currently weigh. And for men, that discrepancy is 11 points.
Gee, we could do a whole show on that, I'm sure. But let's move on in our time remaining. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel's resignation this week points to perceptions about government agencies, and I understand Gallup ranks them.
Indeed, we do. Number one out of all the agencies that we ask Americans to rate is the U.S. Postal Service, which is very interesting. The USPS is beleaguered. You know, they're losing money, a lot of emails taking away first-class mail, and of course they have competition from all the package delivered services. But 72% of Americans say the U.S. Postal Service is doing an excellent or good job, and by far that's at the top of the list. Others in the top four are the FBI, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and NASA. Although I should point out, Dave, the CDC has actually dropped 10 points from last year. Still pretty well rated, but because of the Ebola crisis, their ratings have come down. The three agencies that get the worst ratings from the American public, the VA, the Veterans Administration. A lot of negative publicity about the VA, of course, over the last year or two, and that's really hurt their image. The Federal Reserve Board gets low ratings, although I'm not sure how many Americans actually understand what they do. And then the IRS is down at the bottom. It's one of the bottom three in terms of the ratings it gets from the average American.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.